Title: Glue Compression for Jungle Buses Masterclass Without Third-Party Plugins Intermediate. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a proper jungle and drum and bass glue compression masterclass in Ableton Live using only stock devices. No third-party plugins, no magic fairy dust, just clean routing, smart gain staging, and glue compressor used the way it was meant to be used, to make multiple drum elements feel like one instrument, without flattening the snap that makes jungle feel alive. Here's the goal for this lesson. You're going to build a simple but powerful drum bus architecture, then apply glue compression in stages. Light glue for cohesion, and heavy glue only in parallel for aggression. That combination is the difference between loud and rolling versus squashed and tiring. Let's start with the routing, because jungle mixes get messy fast. Step 0. Build your bus architecture. In your set, make three groups or buses. One for breaks, where all your chopped breaks and ghost hits live. One for kick plus snare, where your one-shots and layered reinforcement live. And one for tops, which is your hats, shakers, rides, all that high-frequency motion. Now create a new audio track called Drum Bus. On each of those three groups, set audio to so they all feed into Drum Bus. And then Drum Bus goes to the master. Quick teacher note. This is not just organizational, this is control. It lets you shape each drum category, then shape the full kit as a single moving object. That's the whole glue mindset. Now step 1. Prepare each sub-bus before glue. This is peak control and tone pre-shaping. On each sub-bus, the simple reliable chain is EQ8, optional saturator, then glue compressor. On the brakes bus, drop an EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz with a steep slope to clear, rumble you don't need. Then listen in the low mids. If it feels boxy or cloudy, a gentle dip, like 1 to 3 dB around 250 to 450 Hz, can clean it up. If the break is brittle, a tiny dip around 6 to 9K can smooth it before compression exaggerates it. Then, optional saturator on the brakes. Keep it subtle. Set it to analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. And then, very important, turn the output down so the level matches bypass. If you don't level match, you'll think it sounds better just because it's louder, and you will chase the wrong settings for the rest of the chain. The idea here is to make the brakes slightly denser and more consistent so the glue compressor doesn't grab randomly and pump in weird places. Now step 2, glue compressor on the brakes bus, classic jungle glue. Put glue after your EQ and saturator. Starting settings, attack at 3 milliseconds, release at 0.1 seconds, ratio 2 to 1. Then pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the loudest hits. Keep the knee softish, around 3 to 6 dB. Turn makeup off. We'll do our own gain after. Now, what are you listening for? This is the big one. You want the break to feel tighter and more together, but the snare still needs to crack, and the ghost notes can't disappear. The groove should feel like it's rolling forward, not choking. If the snare loses bite, do not panic and start twisting everything. First move. Slow the attack. Try 10 milliseconds. Let that transient through. Or just back off the threshold so you're doing less gain reduction. If it gets pumpy, the release is the first suspect. Try a longer release like 0.3 seconds, or switch to auto. Auto can be surprisingly musical when your break has lots of micro dynamics. Now, coach note that will save you years. Set release by groove math, not guesswork. At jungle tempo, say 160 to 174 BPM, a 1/16 note is roughly 55 to 60 milliseconds, and 1/8 note is roughly 110 to 120 milliseconds, and a quarter note is roughly 220 to 240 milliseconds. For bus compression, start your release around that 1/8 note area, then adjust so the gain reduction meter is returning close to zero before the next main hit. Usually the snare on 2 and 4. If the meter is still clamped when the snare hits, the groove will feel like it leans back. That's why did my track lose urgency. Feeling. Another pro move on breaks. Use the sidechain filter and side glue to stop low-end false triggers. In the glue compressor, open the sidechain section and enable the high-pass filter for the detector. Set it somewhere around 80 to 150 Hz. Now the compressor reacts more to mid-punch and snare content, not the low thump. That keeps glue tight without low-end pumping. Alright, step 3. Glue on the kick plus snare bus. This is where layers become one. DNB is often multiple snare layers. Crack, body, noise tail. Glue is perfect for making them behave like a single hit. On the kick plus snare bus, start with attack at 10 milliseconds, release at 0.1 seconds, ratio 4 to 1. Aim for about 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction on snare hits, and turn soft clip on. Soft clip here is gold, because it catches sharp peaks musically. You get loudness and density without the ugly spiky overs. One workflow tip, before the glue on this bus, put a utility and trim the level down by 2 to 6 dB if it's slamming. This is a big concept. Preserve transients with input trim, not threshold drama. If your bus is too peaky, you'll end up pulling the threshold down just to feel compression, and then every time the arrangement gets busier your compressor behaves differently. Trim first, then set the threshold for modest consistent gain reduction. Step 4. Glue on the tops bus. Tight hats without harshness. Tops are delicate, compress too hard and they get spitty, small, and kind of stressful. Start with a tack around 1 to 3 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1, and keep gain reduction minimal, 1 to 2 dB max. Soft clip is optional here, and often I leave it off unless the cymbals are super tame already. If hats get harsh after compression, try EQ after glue. A gentle dip of 1 to 2 dB around 8 to 10K can stop that stabby top. Or use multiband dynamics very gently on the high band to control spikes, while keeping the overall brightness. Now step 5, Drum Master Bus Glue. This is the one drum instrument moment. On your drum bus, set up a chain like this, EQ8 for cleanup, glue compressor for light cohesion, saturator for tone, then utility for final gain staging. Here are safe musical glue settings for the drum bus. Attack at 30 milliseconds, release at 0.3 seconds or auto, ratio 2 to 1, near around 6 dB, and aim for 1 to 2 dB gain reduction on the loudest combined hits. Soft clip is optional depending on how hard you're driving into the bus. Listen for this. The drum kit should feel like it leans forward together. Kick and snare should feel connected to the brake, not pasted on top. If it feels smaller, you're probably over-gluing. Back off the threshold. If you want a bit more urgency, you can try a slightly faster release like 0.1 seconds, but be cautious, because fast release on the full drum bus can create audible pumping in jungle. Now, here's a powerful intermediate concept. Two-stage compression beats one aggressive stage, especially on brakes. If your brake is wild and spiky, consider stage 1 as a fast peak tamer before glue. That could be the Ableton standard compressor doing just a tiny bit of fast control. Then stage 2 is glue doing cohesion with a slower attack and gentle gain reduction. The glue is happier when it's not being asked to catch chaos. Step 6. Parallel glue. This is the jungle crush under the clean. Create a return track called a drum crush. On that return, put glue compressor first. Set ratio to 10 to 1. Attack to 1 millisecond, release to 0.1 seconds. Push the threshold until you're seeing 8 to 12 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. Then put EQ8. High pass around 80 to 120 Hz so the crush doesn't muddy your kick and your sub relationship. Optionally add a tiny boost around 2 to 5K if you want more bite. Then saturator. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB and again, level match the output. Now start sending into it. You can send breaks, kick plus snare and tops, or even the whole drum bus. Start the send low, around minus 20 to minus 12 dB, and slowly bring it up until you feel thickness and sustain, not obvious distortion. And here is an advanced variation that's often cleaner. Send only breaks and tops to the crush return, and keep kick plus snare mostly clean. That way the one shots stay sharp and forward, while the break gains density and room underneath. If you want extra old school vibe, you can make your parallel return feel like break room tone, not just distortion. Add a tiny reverb after the crush, super small size, decay around 0.2 to 0.5 seconds, and filter it so it's mid-focused. Blend that quietly. You should miss it when it's gone, but not notice it when it's on. Step 7. Make glue move with the arrangement. Jungle breathes, so you can automate glue subtly for impact. In the intro or verse, keep drum bus gain reduction around half a dB to 1 dB, and keep the parallel crush lower. On the drop, either raise the drum crush send by 1 to 3 dB, or nudge the drum bus threshold for an extra half dB of gain reduction. In breakdowns, back off the parallel so the re-entry hits harder. Another pro move is to automate release, not threshold. For example, longer release in the intro for smoothness, slightly shorter in the drop for urgency, and momentarily shorter during fills to create that suction into the next bar. It's subtle, but it feels professional fast. Let's cover the common mistakes so you can avoid the usual traps. Number 1. Overcompressing the drum bus. If you're seeing 4 to 8 dB of gain reduction on the main drum bus, you're vacuum packing your groove. You'll lose snap. Number 2. Too fast attack everywhere. If you're on 0.1 to 1 millisecond attack on your main buses, You're killing transients. Save the super fast stuff for the parallel crush. Number 3. Ignoring gain staging. If you drive glue too hot, you'll constantly chase the threshold and the mix gets unstable. Use utility trim so the compressor behaves consistently. Number 4. Stacking glue on every stage with no plan. Multiple compressors are fine, but each one needs a job: peak control, cohesion, or parallel aggression. Number 5. Letting parallel crush add low-end mud. Always high-pass the parallel return. Jungle low-end needs to stay clean for the sub. Now a few heavier DNB tips if you want darker, more aggressive drums without losing control. Use soft clips strategically on the kick plus snare bus and maybe on the drum bus. Add controlled grit after glue, meaning saturation after compression, so the compressor shapes envelope first and saturation adds tone second. If cymbals get splashy after all this, use multiband dynamics very gently as a post-glue stabilizer, especially on the high band. And one more mixing power move: sidechain your bass subtly to the kick plus snare bus. Use Ableton's compressor on the bass, keyed from the kick plus snare. Just 1 to 2 dB of dip. That makes drums feel louder without you having to overcompress them. Now let's do a mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Build a 16-bar rolling jungle loop. Use one chopped amen break track, one kick layer, one snare layer reinforcing 2 and 4, and a hats or shakers loop. Route them into breaks, kick plus snare, and tops, feeding the drum bus. Set the break glue to 2:1 ratio, 3 millisecond attack, 0.1 second release, and aim for about 2 dB gain reduction. Set the kick plus snare glue to 4:1, 10 millisecond attack, 0.1 second release, about 3 dB gain reduction, soft clip on. Set the drum bus glue to 2:1, 30 millisecond attack, auto release, about 1 dB gain reduction. Then blend in the drum crush return until ghost notes feel louder and snare tails feel thicker, but the transients still poke through. Then bounce the loop and a slash B properly. Bypass the drum crush, then enable it. Bypass the drum bus glue, then enable it. This audio version is shortened for playback.